good morning, good day, whatever time you're calling. Hope you're inspired by what we have to say today. I'd like you to look with me in Matthew chapter 14. And I'd like to look at you about just stepping out and doing what Jesus said so that you might overcome, that you might not sin, that you might do miraculous things to the glory and honor of God. And it's the incident where Jesus is walking on the water in verse 22 of chapter 14. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the middle of the sea, in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter, answering him, said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Now, they obeyed Jesus. I think the first thing will give the disciples a big gold star. They immediately obeyed Jesus, got in the ship, go to the other side, because Jesus needed to spend time with his Father. He wanted to be in tune with God. Have to get away. You have to get away from all the distractions of life. You have to shut the door, as the scripture says there in the Beatitudes, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father will reward you openly. Sermon on the Mount, I should say. But here we have an interesting story. They're out there, and it's just one more reminder, no matter where God sends you, whatever God tells you to do, he's going to check on you. He's watching you. The Old Testament says he'll guide you with his eye. And there he is. Jesus comes out there. It's a storm, boisterous, whatever it is, waves, wind. And late on the journey. And here it is Jesus walking on the sea. And they were terrified. You know, certain situations make us more afraid. You know, you can handle certain things when you've been through a lot, but you know, you're sleepy, it's weary, you're imagining things, and boom, here's this glorious Son of God walking on the sea. I believe I'd be scared. You should always be terrified when you see God, Jesus, but they were scared because they'd never seen anything the likes of this. And then Peter and Jesus spake and said, "Be not afraid." And I think it's a miracle, another miracle in and of itself, that Jesus was walking on the water. Secondly, that he spoke in that situation in a boat, in the wind, in the waves, and they could understand what he said. Peace, you know, be not afraid. Be of good cheer. And then Jesus, Peter says, if that's you, then I want to do what you're doing. And you know, that ought to be what you and me all both do. Whatever Jesus is doing is what me and you need to be doing. Are you doing what Jesus did? Are you doing what Jesus said? I mean, it's so sweet to trust in Jesus. It's so sweet to obey Jesus. Trust and obey. There's no other way. And here Jesus tells Peter, well, sure, come. If I can do it, you can do it. Jesus said, whatever I do, you can do in greater works you shall do, because I'll go to the Father. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I've walked on trampolines. I've walked on waterbeds. I've walked on pool liners with water under them. I've walked in some strange places, mountaintops, swamp bottoms. I've been a lot of crazy places, glaciers. But I've never walked on water against all odds like Peter. But when he looked in his natural mind, see, when you got your eyes on Jesus and you have your faith in Jesus, you can walk on water. You can do things that are unhumanly possible, unearthly, supernatural. As soon as he put 2 + 2 = 4 together, he couldn't do it. This equation was so above scientific reasoning, natural reasoning. You had to keep your eye on the Creator, the Source, the King, the Lord. You had to look at the one that holds all these elements and atoms and creation in his care. And when he looked at the creation instead of the Creator, he fell, just like it says in Romans 1. They love and they worship the creature more than the Creator. When you reason with the creation instead of the Creator, you are going to always come up a zero. You're going to always come up in a negative. You're going to always come up in a problem. You cannot look at creation above Creator. Creator is King. Jesus is King against all reason, against all odds. You must focus on the living God. And especially while you're living, but especially when you're dying, because you're going to spend eternity under his word. Whether you're well done or depart, we must keep our focus on Creator Jesus. And then he did the right thing. He sunk. Got his eye back off of the creation, got his eye back off of reason, and he looked at the supernatural, the Source. And he said, Lord, save me. You know, if you weren't saved today, if you were just a religious man, woman, you were just a person that likes the things of God, but you've not been saved, you know, this is the best place to just get it all taken care of just by faith. Fall on your face, sinking wherever you're sinking in, whatever sin's got you constrained and bound, whatever chains and shackles you may have, would you just cry out? Look at Jesus walking on the water. Look at Jesus bleeding on the cross. Look at Jesus rising from the grave. Look at Jesus ascended in heaven. And say, Lord, save me. Those simple words, 3 words, Lord, save me. If it's faith in the object, and that object is Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, my friend, you will be saved. And you will want to take up the cross and follow him. You will want to love his commandments, and they wouldn't be grievous to you. So, Lord, save me. Let's say that today. Lord, save me. I say it every day. Lord, save me from this temptation. Lord, save me from this trial. Lord, save me. And God does save. You ever see the signs everywhere people put up sometimes? People don't like them. It says, Jesus saves. There's an old hymn, Jesus saves. And I tell you, Jesus saves. That's something worth repeating. Jesus saves. Peter said, Lord, save me. Jesus saved him, and he didn't drown, and he walked on the water, and they got back in the ship, and Jesus rebuked him and said, little faith, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Please don't limit God. Please don't doubt. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And they were in the ship. The wind ceased. And they were in the ship, worshiped him, a right response. Who else is worthy to worship but the one that can walk on the water, calm the sea, save a drowning man, save a sinner like me? Glory to God. I love the Lord Jesus today, and you should declare him the Son of God, as they did in verse 33. Of the truth, thou art the Son of God.